All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, and you keep him first. I pray that he makes you more strong and more wise. And I hope that your mental health gets better and your situation clears up as well, all right? I hope that you all had a blessed day and a blessed week overall, you know. So what I'd like to do in this message is to talk about the news roundup for this week. Just run through the news tabloids and then just close out from there. A lot going on all over the world, so be mindful of things that might not be near your area, but always have a heart and compassion for things out there, all right? So what I love to do is just run through this news tabloids and read them as they are. To close out with a prayer and priestly blessing and go from there, all right? So here we go, news tabloid. There's a crackdown on food stamps that would cut aid for more than 10 million people. Wow, wow, wow. That's going to really hurt, affect a lot of people, man. Times are very hard when you mess up with people's, you know, food and everything, man. That's just a devastating thing overall. Majority of voters say they're willing to stop buying products from China to counter CCP, Chinese Communist Party. Let's see what we have here. Kamala Harris called out over claims that she was relaxing seemingly lighter on her feet during a Ghana trip. And we all know about the whole Trump indictment news as well. And we're also aware of that shooting that happened at the school earlier this week. So a lot of crazy, bizarre things going on. The restrict ad could end the internet and freedom as we know it. People are really hard-pressed over the TikTok ban as well. Just a lot going on, all right? From the internet to sports, entertainment, politics, science, business, tech. News is pretty crazy overall. Nonprofit groups fraudulently spent millions of dollars on illegal immigrants at the border. The Fed's fight against inflation could cost black workers the most. Why American companies are going woke and what Christians can do about it. Governor Ron DeSantis calls indictment of former President Trump un-American. Vows Florida will not extradite Trump to New York. Let's see. Russia threatens to destroy the U.S. as Vladimir Putin stops giving notice to Washington regarding nuclear missile test. Let's see what we have here. AI expert warns that 6-month moratorium, not enough. Literally everyone on Earth can possibly be extinct. All this artificial intelligence technology, this stuff is really crazy. Let's see what we have here. Largest egg producer in the U.S. sees 718% profit growth, but just 1% increase in eggs sold. Let's see what we have here. I'm just reading these tabloids as they are, so y'all bear with me, all right? Let's see what we have, all right? Just got to stay prayed up in these times, you know? Don't be fearful. Don't let anxiety or don't feel overwhelmed, you know? You got to stay strong and courageous out here, all right? Microsoft chief police officer, we are experiencing a global human energy crisis. Will you look at that? Let's see what we have here. U.S. war with China would cripple global supply chain, causing nasty shortages in popular products. A Chinese-U.S. conflict over Taiwan could trigger devastating economic consequences as vital supply chains would be crippled, experts have warned. Let's see what we have here. Seattle is the first U.S. city to permanently require sick leave for delivery and certain app-based workers. Americans increasingly don't value God, country, or children. Can anything still unite us? From the Christian Post. Let's see what we have here. China claims to support destruction of nuclear weapons despite ramping up production. Here's how worried Americans are about potential layoffs. Homeowners' rates will continue to increase 30% to 50% this year. Biden restricts use of spyware after 50 government employees targeted in nearly dozens countries. Doesn't anybody work anymore? Remote work or grocery shops during the middle of the workday? Let's see what we have here. Florida to become the first state in the nation to collect cancer recurrence data. Let's see. bodies of six people found in marsh area near Akwesasne, Quebec, the police say. Biden administration praises Mexico after their president denied any fentanyl. Fentanyl comes from the country. Let's see what we have here. Hong Kong has reliable electricity supply and no soaring prices. So why are lawmakers demanding change? Scrutiny of power companies. Let's see what we have here. Severe storms put Jacksonville region under in danger zone at the week's end. Let's see what we have here. The U.S. has millions of missing workers, but the gap largely isn't being caused by COVID-19, study finds. Economist Peter Schiff warns of U.S. dollar devaluation and biggest economic disaster in history. Yeah, I keep seeing and hearing so much of that this week all over like Instagram and Twitter about the dollar not being valued anymore and different countries stepping away from the U.S. dollar. So this economic system is going to really cripple, collapse very, very hard. And that's going to affect everybody, all four corners of the earth. So it's going to be very weird how things transition and shift from these devastating things happening and how people can adjust to it in these end times, all right? But we know through it all, the Lord is still going to provide for us and look out for us, amen? So trust in the Lord and have no fear or worry. Let's see, this article says, we're halfway to a tipping point that would trigger 6 feet of sea level rise from melting of the Greenland ice sheet. South Korea's U.S. $60 billion swing in China trade due to shrinking tech advantage as deficit emerges. Interesting. Saudi crown prince calls China Xi's following Iran energy deals. Let's see. Three people died from mysterious disease that kills within 24 hours as town quarantines. This is in Burundi, West Africa. It's a mysterious nosebleed disease. Some crazy stuff. Let's see what we have here. Blackstone Schwarzman says U.S. banking crisis is solvable. Let's see what we have here. Republicans are starting to split over exactly how and whether to ban TikTok. Companies are paying bonkers salaries for people good at ChatGPT. Nobel Prize winning journalist warns nuclear war is being sold to the Russian public like pet food. Let's see what we have here. Boss refused to hire any new employees that have hobbies outside of work and instead wants a well-rounded person. Elon Musk sounds the alarm about the dollar. The final estimate for GDP shows the U.S. economy grew at 2.6% last quarter. Moving illegal migrants from pricey hotels to ex-military bases is a start, but not the end of the problem. That's interesting. Let's see what we have here. Credit Suisse whistleblower says Swiss banks has been helping wealthy Americans dodge U.S. taxes for years. Let's see what we have here. America's $52 billion bet on the chips race can't succeed without small business innovation. All right. So let's see what we have here. North Korean teenagers executed for watching TV shows from South. Wow, okay. Utah just passed a bill that will enforce that will force children to get parental consent before joining social media platforms. Wow, look at that. That's interesting. Let's see what we have here. Arctic Council under pressure as Norway readies for a Russian handoff. Let's see what we have here. Biden lets China threaten the greenback status as the world reserves currency. American companies are importing massive amounts of used cooking oil from China, all for one unexpected reason. Some crazy news headlines, aren't they? Some weird times. The U.S. is the world's richest country, so why can't I get a glass of clean drinking water? Penalties for homeowners sticking with gas is no rip out your boiler. Plan insists minister. American families live on a budget. Why can't Congress? Democrats and Republicans agree President Biden should approve more California storm aid. Let's see what we have here. Farmers and experts weary of lush green lands heading into warmer months. Medication shortages in the U.S. are rising rapidly, with nearly 300 types out of stock. That could be devastating for people with all those different health conditions, you know. So, yep, that's the news roundup for this week. I just wanted to run through them as fast as possible, just skim through to just be alert of everything going on in the world. A lot of prophecy being fulfilled, a lot of good, bad, and ugly happening. There's a lot of signs and wonders from God, and there's also a lot of judgment, a lot of disasters, a lot of catastrophes, and also just plenty of things just going on left and right that can go beyond man's understanding, you know. But at times like this, we don't lean on our own understanding. We trust in the Lord through it all. Through the good times, the bad times, the ugly times, we trust in the Lord. Amen. So tough times make people stick together. So we have to be united in Christ as a body of Christ and as believers, you know what I mean? So everything going on all over the world, just remember that Jesus overcame the world. Amen. So let us never forget that, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. Yes, he is the only true hope for humanity. He is the last Adam. He is the second Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel. He is the king of kings, amen. Hallelujah, he's the king of kings and lord of lords, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the consuming fire. Yes, yes, he is. Adonai Eloheinu, Akkad. Yes, he is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords. The government rests on his shoulders. Yes, he is the sustainer. He is a sufficient one. He is the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. Yes, he establishes his throne on righteousness and judgment and justice. Amen. Yes, yes, he does. Yes, yes. He is the power of God. Yes, yes. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Mm-hmm. The Father gave him all the power to judge. He gave him authority and sovereignty. Amen. He is the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelator, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Perfect Example, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shalom, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. He is the way, truth, and life, the Carpenter, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahuwah HaMashiach, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the word of Yahweh Shai. Yes, he is the word of life. He is the word. He is the bread. Amen. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? Serve a wonderful, wonderful counselor. So that's that. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, healed. You are loved, embraced. Amen. New creature in Christ, born again. New life, new hands, new hobbies, new friendships, new eyes, new heart, new mind, new soul. Amen. New friends, new love, new companionship, new people to hang around, new people to fellowship. You can sing a new song to the Lord. Amen. So that's that, y'all. All right. That's the news roundup for this week. Just a quick spinoff, just a quick run through. And that's that. Let us be watchful and alert in these end times. Amen. And let us be vigilant and let us be sober so that you have it, y'all. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized. You start your life well for the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings. And I just hope that your life gets better for the Lord and that you can help those around you as well. Okay. When I hit y'all with this priestly blessing, it'll go from there. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. Peace. Shalom.